Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, this is supposed to be part of the home fries segment, all right? This is all, but you know, the whole nomination thing did kind of derail the resources that I've got. I'm not rattling my paper yet, but I will have to say, I don't think I can go further until we hear the sizzle of the home fries. So cook them up. Cook them up. Smell them in the pan. What I'm talking about there, for those of y'all that may not remember, home fries means we're doing news stories about things that happen here in the listening area itself, not just what happens in D.C. or other places. But that being said, somebody who has been integral to the home fry cooking here in the state of Alabama for quite a while is a friend of mine and a friend of this show. Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall, who happens to also chair the Alabama Public Library Systems Board, which is like the center of a controversy in all the world. So, without further ado, let me bring in one of the most controversial people in state politics, John Wall. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to be on the show. And before we move on, I think I have to take this opportunity to be the first person on air to say congratulations to the soon-to-be finest U.S. attorney in the entire country. How's that?
Oh my gosh! Well, I'm appreciative of that, and thank you very much, my friend. I will say you've probably been in the know on this for a bit because you've also been a prayer warrior. So thank you very much for that.
No, well, I may have known, I may have been praying for it, but to see it actually all come to fruition and right on the White House website this morning, I am so proud. I'm so excited for you and you know, going back past politics, past even the legal system, to how God, the King of the Universe, is going to use you in this role. I'm so excited for you, for your family, and for the state of Alabama and our country, as you step up and take on this charge.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much. Well, listen, man, let's shift gears and talk about something besides me for a minute. You apparently seek out controversy, and yet I will say this again, once again, I never would have imagined libraries being controversial. What in the world?
No. Isn't it great? I was explaining to the crowd yesterday. So, and to give the listeners a little bit of background, the APLS board, the Alabama Public Library Service Board, had a hearing yesterday on a proposed code change where we are coming back and we're going to say, we're going to listen to the parents in Alabama, which is what good government should be about.
Right.
Listening to the people, listening to the parents, listening to the constituents, putting people first, and hearing their concerns about some of the stuff that's in the youth section, in the children's sections of Alabama libraries, where we have innocent children stumbling across books that don't just contain sexually explicit content, but they're encouraging young people to explore the world of transgenderism and encouraging sometimes 6, 7, 8-year-olds to challenge what their gender may be. And I'm here to tell you, this is common sense. This is scientific. And if you want to go all the way to the, if you want to go all the way to the authority himself, this is defined by God. There are only two genders, male and female, period.
That's right. That's right.
And we're not going to be bold. I mean, we're not going to be shy about that. We're going to be bold about it. We're going to speak truth. We're going to be honest about it. And we're going to say, look, we're going to say these books that are encouraging young people to make irreversible mutilations of their body, we're not going to allow books that encourage us and push us on our children, that sexualize our children. We're going to move them out of the youth sections and get them away from areas where young people's children and young people will not accidentally stumble across this material. And so, like you said, unfortunately, you would not think that should be a controversial decision. That should be something everybody can agree with. But it is not. We had a meeting yesterday. We had a public comment period. And I'm proud to report over 8,000 Alabamians submitted comments. Yes, incredible number. And of those, over 6,000 were in favor, right at 80% of the public comment that came in was supportive of this code change.
Well, that is... You know what? And it's amazing that you even have to ask the questions too, isn't it? It's amazing that you have to go solicit public opinion as to whether or not they want to see these changes put in place because they feel like they're such common sense. But that's the era in which we live. I got to tell you, one of the things that keeps getting said about y'all is that you're book banners and that you're trying to ban books altogether. But even though these books are something that you and I would disagree with entirely, all you're really saying is don't put them in the kids section for the most part, right?
Literally. And you know, and this is something that I explain over and over again. What we're talking about is the almost the opposite of book banning. In fact, I'm a very strong constitutionalist. I believe in the vision of our founding fathers. I believe in the First Amendment. And I would literally be willing to give my life fighting for the freedoms that America, the birthright of the American experience, these fundamental liberties, including the First Amendment, and saying that no book should be, the power of government should never be used to ban a book or tell you what you can or cannot read, period. I'm in complete agreement. The question here is a completely different question. It's should we use taxpayer money to put sexually explicit and transgender supportive books in front of children? And this goes back to the same thing culture has done since the beginning. Over thousands of years across every culture in the world, we have always protected children from sexual topics and from things that are hard. It's why we don't allow children to drink or to smoke, to drive, to buy guns, until they're old enough to understand the responsibility. And all we're saying is, let's hold the libraries to that same accountability. If Hollywood can rate movies and put an R rating movie to protect tech kids, Alabama libraries can do the same thing.
And I got to tell you too, John, as an attorney, you know, statutory rape, which is considered rape, is sexual interaction with a minor child, because that child is considered to be incapable of resisting or saying no or understanding the situation, then it is automatically determined to be statutory rape by statute because the adult should know better. And that's where we are right now. What you're saying here is kids can't see the difference sometimes, and they also are super impressionable, and it is up to us as adults not to just force things on their life that they shouldn't have to deal with.
100%. And you know, the biggest issue here is parental rights as well. Because what we're saying is, let's move this stuff out of the children's sections where it can be accidentally stumbled across, move it to the adult section, and then let the parents make the decision of whether their child has access to it or not. Because at the end of the day, it's not an unelected bureaucrat in your local library. It's not librarians. It's not even APLS board or me as chairman. It should be parents making these decisions for their families. And that's what we want to stand for. We want to stand for the people of Alabama and put parents back in the driver's seat as they decide what their children are exposed to.
Okay, so this change is it being? Now, you've already received all the public comments. So what's the next step here? What's happening next?
Yeah. So great question. So we're going to take the public comment, both the written comments as well as the hearing from yesterday, and the board is going to consider that and come back at our next board meeting, which is scheduled for the middle of November, and take a final vote.
Okay.
I cannot imagine the board, after the overwhelming support from the people of Alabama, not taking the step to safeguard our children.
Well, what's also irritating to me is that there are some libraries that are resisting, and there are some that are playing coy and say, we just don't have enough clarity. We need more clarity. And I'm thinking, my God, how do you raise your children at your house? Maybe that should, but... Well, but yeah, go ahead.
My favorite story with that is we had libraries saying that they could not tell what sexually explicit was. Which my immediate response was, okay, that's either incredibly dumb or you need to buy a dictionary. So we passed a definition, and then they complained about the definition we passed. And I was like, well, you ask for us to tell you what was considered sexually explicit, and that's what we did. And definitions are important, and that's now been clearly laid out. So there doesn't need to be any confusion with the local libraries. They have an exact explanation of what sexually explicit is. They know what transgender books are, and we should be able to hopefully move forward and put the people of Alabama first and stop the insincere debate and get to real action as we seek to make sure that Alabama libraries are cleaned up.
Listen, man, I gotta say, between that and your service to the state on the Republican Party chairmanship, I have no idea when you do your real job.
Wait, hey, I haven't been home for a while, actually, believe it or not. I think I've been home 2 days in the last 3 weeks. So
holy cow.
Sometimes I think back to the founding fathers and this country. I love America so much. I love the vision of our founding fathers. I love it that we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I think sometimes, what am I doing? Am I a nut for taking all this on? But then at the same time, if we don't fight for our country, I never want my children and my grandchildren to say that I didn't stand up and fight.
There you go.
And so it's my priority.
Well, listen, hey, brother, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left before we go. Let me ask you something. Put on your party cheer hat for a minute. We are now in, day 22, I think, of the government shutdown. I was just talking to a friend of mine this morning who is a government service employee at Redstone Arsenal, and he's in his, third week now without pay, no end in sight. I hear rumors that the Senate may consider a nuclear option to do away with cloture and to or at least in this instance, carve out an exception to the filibuster. But I look at this and think, what are we going to do as a party? It's nice to be the ones in charge, but you have to also deal with the ones who aren't in charge just being obstructionists, and that's where we are. What do you see going forward on this shutdown right now?
Well, and look, let's start with making it very clear that this is exactly what's wrong with the Democrat Party today. This is literally the budget they passed last year. This is a Biden budget, and they can't even agree to that.
That's
like insanity. Also, I think Republicans need to get on this messaging. Look, every day this goes on, the American people realize more that they don't miss the federal government as much as they might think. And the real victims here are the federal employees who aren't getting paid.
That's right.
And this is what the Democrats are doing because, every day this goes on. And my heart breaks because I have friends and I have family who work on Redstone Arsenal. And so I feel the pain. But I think at the same time, this is an opportunity to explain to people, look, a smaller federal government may not be as hard as people think it is to accomplish. And who knows, if the Democrats won't vote for this, maybe we will have a permanently shut down government.
That's exactly right. There's a deep irony in the fact that the last weekend was the No Kings rally, so-called No Kings rallies. And for the most part, they were, in municipalities around the nation. But the ones in D.C., part of who had to guard the No Kings rally and protect, from any trouble were the Capitol Police, who were federal employees who were there safeguarding the rights of the people who aren't wanting them to get paid right now.
Isn't that amazing? Not ironic. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
And look, and freedom, smaller government, freedom is the answer. And for the Democrat Party to listen to the voters who voted on November 5th of last year to give Republicans a chance, to give Donald Trump a chance to do something with this country. And it's disrespectful to the voters. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what the Democrat Party is doing.
Absolutely. All right, man. Stay in the fight. We'll keep talking and appreciate your time serving on the library board as well as the state party chairman. And maybe once in a while, you'll be back at the farm doing what you do.
Oh, it'd be nice to get to the farm every once in a while. But no, thank you. Always good to be on the show and congratulations again. I'm so blessed to have you in this position. And I'm looking forward to seeing what God does with you.
Thank you, my brother. We'll talk soon. All right, that was Chairman John Wall, Alabama Republican Party chairman, also of the Alabama Public Library Systems Board, which is like the center of all controversy in the world. We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.